Hello, I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome to this week's podcast on meditation. I want to keep encouraging you to meditate on a daily basis, in the morning and at night, as that works best to improve and enhance your meditation practice. I know sometimes it takes time to feel the effects, the wonderful effects of meditation, but if you stick with it, there are wonderful benefits to meditation. And today I want to talk about perhaps one of the most important: how meditation can help you and I lose our fears and worries. That's right, how meditation can help us lose both our fears and our worries. How it works is, when you meditate, the key of meditation is to focus on your breath, because that's the only thing happening right here, right now, when you're meditating. You may have a mantra, a prayer word, or a phrase that goes along with your meditation. You may visualize or even use a guided meditation. But whatever form you're using to meditate, the key of meditation is to be in the here and now, to lose everything else but the here and now. And really, our minds can't enter that place, because our mind really centers on the past and the future. It goes back and forth between worries of the past and fears of the future. Worries of the past and fears of the future. So when you meditate, what happens is, as you breathe deeply, as you breathe slowly, your mind quiets down, because you're focused on one thing and one thing only: the here and the now. So all the thoughts, all the worries dissipate like mist into the air. Because to do meditation correctly, to do it well, you need to be totally in the present moment, right here, right now. And right here, right now, there are no worries, there are no fears, because they're totally concepts that we create in our mind. And when we quiet our mind, these concepts, these fears, these worries go away. And that's the beauty of meditation. It really gives you a respite from all the worries and fears that plague us throughout the day. Now, the wonderful thing that you can do, besides meditating your worries and fears away, is once you finish meditation, continue to practice being present, being in the here and the now. And if you're in the here and the now, you're not letting the thoughts think about the past and the future, but you're just being 100% present with what is. So if you get up and you go wash the dishes, you just wash the dishes. If you walk into another room and you write someone an email, you just write them an email. If you're driving in your car, perhaps you're listening to some music, you just listen to music. Now, of course, during these times, as we all know, thoughts arise. But true living a meditative life is one where, when these thoughts arise, you get back to being present with what is. Now, a lot of people worry that if you let these thoughts go and don't keep your mind attentive to what needs to be done, that nothing will get done. Where really the opposite is true. Highly, highly successful people that are able to get lots done very effectively really practice this. I talk about it pretty in-depthly in my ebook and audiobook, Success Beyond Your Imagination, Working in the Zone. But the message I'm trying to teach people throughout the world is to really be present with what you're doing, even if it's something very complicated. For example, if you're a surgeon and you're doing surgery, to do it well, you have to be 100% present with your surgical instruments and your surgery. Same way, if you're a police officer or someone who's responsible for other people's lives, you have to be 100% present to do it really, really well. If you don't, people may die. Of course, we all don't live this way. Many of what we do is fairly mundane and not requiring a great deal of attention. Yet our mind goes back and forth between all the worries and fears, future, past, and we really miss out on the here and now. So getting back to meditation, if you remember when you meditate, when your mind wanders, you go back to your breath or your mantra. Similarly, if your mind starts wandering and not being present with what's happening right now, just go back to what's happening right now. Don't be upset at yourself when those fears and worries arise, but just witness them and then go back in meditation to your breath or in life to what's happening right here, right now. And so ultimately what meditation can teach you is how to be present without worries, without fears, throughout your day and throughout your life. And with this practice, you can truly have a beautiful, wonderful life. Peace.
Thanks again for tuning in. If you'd like to share our thoughts on successful living with your company or organization, Dr. Puff and I are available for speaking engagements. Please visit our website at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more information. Peace.